One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
How are we feeling?
Honestly, really good.
Good.
I feel really good
and
today.
And you golfed this morning? Crazy.
I golfed this morning? Yeah, from the golf video.
Oh my God, where'd you go?
Westchester. It's like by the
I know where Westchester is. Yes, that's where I got my MRI the other day.
Oh, okay.
And I know you're a trooper because every time Todd comes back from golfing, he goes straight to sleep for like a few hours.
Oh.
So I know you're tired right now.
But I feel good. I like waking up with the sun. Like, it's tough in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you laughing at me?
That was so beautiful. I thought that was very sweet. I love waking up with the sun.
There's something that feels really good about it. And our bedroom window to outside is where the sun comes, like, perfectly. So, like, you feel it on you.
Good
and there's something
you.
About
and
getting
that
hit
wakes you up
in the face.
Mm-hmm. I wish in the morning my blinds would open. Like automatically.
They make a track thing that has like a motor.
It's expensive to install those, huh?
I mean, as much as you're willing to pay, you know what I mean? Like how bad do you want it?
Yeah, I have a remote, but they're not timed. But she has ones where they come down at a certain time.
You can set it on a timer.
Oh, damn.
Mr. Me Ashton made me buy it.
I don't put my blinds down when I sleep a lot of the time because I like the sun coming up. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
it makes me get
normally
up.
I do, but this whole week I've been sleeping with my blinds down and I have slept so good. So good. Because it's like pitch black.
Yeah. Oh, you usually don't have your blinds on?
No, because I like waking up to the...
Oh, so you just keep them open.
Yeah.
At night.
What'd you hit
it
off?
That's weird. You see, I'd be afraid that someone's looking at me.
I know.
So this video was different. So we did like a what's in the bag challenge.
Oh.
And then like a driving range, a little like thingy.
Okay.
I've been playing like terrible lately. I started watching too many YouTubers like with their tips and tricks.
Mm.
And then it messes you up.
Mm-hmm.
But usually like mid-90s, nothing crazy.
Okay.
Same.
Oh,
I don't know what's good.
I know.
That sounds good.
It's not.
What are you aiming for? Like what's perfect?
Shooting par.
Par.
Birdie. I remember that from Mario Tennis.
Very good.
Mario as a tennis.
Is a birdie two from?
So a birdie is just one below what par would be.
One
so
below.
If a hole is like a par four, and you get it in three, that's a birdie.
I'm picturing the voice.
Two.
Eagle.
Two is an eagle
Let's
on
go.
A par four.
Eagle.
I can't play golf to save my life. I've been like, what, maybe 5-6 times with you?
Yeah.
I just cannot get that freaking, I can't get that. What's it called? The club?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I just can't get that connected to the ball. I just miss
couldn't get the ball in the hole.
Every swing. It's really tough. And
it's
when I finally do hit it, to the water, to the tree, I can never get it.
It's not a sport that you can just do like every once in a while, like if you don't like actually practice.
You have to play. You have to play a lot in order to.
That would be like, yeah, I tried playing guitar 5 times, can't play a song.
Yeah.
It's like it's that same kind of energy.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I know.
Like you gotta like work it.
No, the one time I ever did like tee time and just like hitting balls and stuff, the way that a worker from this country club came up and was like, "Hey, don't shoot it into the literal forest right next to you." And I was like, you think I'm aiming there?
Right.
Like, this is mean.
That's
I'm
pretty
trying.
Crazy that they like, came up to you and said that.
Oh, they were like, she needs to leave.
Nasty.
I know.
Was it like an expensive, like,
Yes. Clothes. We were in that. Indiana, so it was like I was very aware I didn't belong
there.
It's
all they got. It's all they got.
Remy's gonna join a country club when she gets older. You and Cal are gonna have little babies and you're gonna be at the country club.
But Remy, not a lick of golf in her.
Yeah, yeah.
What? Oh, honey.
I sit by the pool and eat the french fries.
You just drive the golf cart.
On the golf cart, yeah.
Oh, cute. I love that.
And you're cute. And you're head to toe. I'd be open to that. Yeah. Tennis outfit.
They have tennis too, though, at country clubs.
She's going to have a fully custom. She'll have like a Birkin golf bag. Yeah. Like a one-off.
Well, clearly I need this. That's such a good investment.
Have you ever seen the Stoss and Kylie golf pictures?
The matching Chanel.
We love those. Yeah, that's gonna be us.
That's gonna be you guys.
You, me, and Cal. Funny.
Obviously.
Our favorite third wheel. And you're their third wheel.
I know. I'm third wheel a lot. It's fine, cute. Though. In the beginning, I was kind of like, oh, this is uncomfortable. But now it's so normal where I'm like.
I'd like to say I'm a great third wheel. I never want to be the one who can't get the hint. You know what I mean? The one who's like, guys, we're like watching. Okay, whatever. And it's like, just let me know if it's like, hey, we're having date night. And I'm like, okay, cool. Just tell me I'm not invited. Like, you know what I mean?
I'm the same way.
You're a really good third wheel. Like if we go out, we're doing something. If like we have no problem, like Zane, you want to grab dinner? I don't think of it as a third wheel situation. It's just like all three of us are getting dinner.
I agree. That's
It's like bringing the dog.
We're just
Yeah, exactly.
Your kid. Honestly, with Cal, I feel like you two are like the parents, especially because he always drives. You're in the front seat and then I'm just in the back seat like, woo.
I just never know when to go home.
That's
the only thing. So like
It'll be like 2 a.m. and he's just on the couch. And like, I'm also not the person that's just going to get up and be like, okay, I'm going to bed.
Yeah.
So it's like a standoff. Like he doesn't know when to leave. I don't know when to say I'm like tired. Stop. So we'll just like sit there. But it's also fun. Like we're having fun. Like we're talking the whole time.
But it's also like, it's not my job to leave. They need to tell me when to leave. You know what I mean?
It is your job.
But if I don't mind leaving, then I think someone else needs to be like.
It is hard when you think we're all having fun and then two people aren't having fun.
I also don't want to be the person to be like, I'm going to go home because you guys just are not doing it for me anymore. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
I don't want to be that type of person like, all right, this isn't fun. I'm going to go home and sleep because that sounds much better right now than hanging with you two.
All right, well, this was good. I'm going to go.
You know what I mean? So, but you know, I feel like I'm aware of most things, but those type of situations, when to leave, I never know. With people, I really know.
But I feel like you're just comfortable. It's not like a... You know, it's not like a weird thing.
And you know what? Mariah's always like, come on over. I'm cooking dinner. Come on. And
All right. Yeah, all right, goodbye. All right. Get out.
All right.
You're trying to give hints. Like, I'm so tired.
No, but we have friends that will like have people over and they'll just get up and go to bed. And we'll like leave people in the living room and like, don't say anything.
No, that's crazy to me. I will say you're really good and you helped me because I used to be like that too. Like I had a friend one time. Oh my God, we're not friends anymore. But she would come over. She wouldn't fucking leave. I would literally be like turning off the lights, like trying to give a hint. She's just chilling. And I'm like,
the phone just shining bright on her face.
I'm like, okay, like try. And anyways, she never got the hint.
Is that why you're not friends anymore?
And different reasons. But when I became friends with Rem, she'd be like, okay, I'm going to bed. Night, guys. And I'd be like, oh, shit. Okay. Like, I guess I'm leaving.
Hint taken. Got it.
Yeah, but like,
it'll be like a late hour. And for like a while, I'll be like, I'm getting tired. And then I'll be like, okay, I'm going to bed now. Mm. Feel free to stay.
No, and that's what I love.
At my place or my apartment.
So just but lock like, up when you leave.
I'll be going to sleep. Yes. Mm.
Your house is very comfortable. Mm-hmm. Though.
Yeah. It's hard to leave.
My couch.
It's that couch.
The way that I bring my laptop almost every time I go over, does it come out of the bag? Usually no. Because by the time I hit the couch,
it's quicksand.
I'm the same way. I like to bring my laptop everywhere just in case. Just in case.
It's like having like a California King mattress in the living room.
Yes. Have you ever heard also that like, you know, California Kings are like 2 inches longer, right? They're 2 inches like less wide and 2 inches longer. Uh-huh. There's like Utah Kings and there's like Colorado Kings that are like exponentially larger.
Alaskan King is the biggest, I think.
I've only heard of California
Kings. It's crazy, bitch. They're huge.
And is that just because we grew up in California? There's no Florida King, right?
No, I think certain states have it, but I heard Alaskan King is the biggest. California King is like second or something. Yeah.
It's like two of them put together.
I just assumed it was like after California King, it's custom. right?
I bet like a lot of like NBA players are saying
Jesus.
You got to get into like custom sheets though, and that's where I draw the line. Yeah. Because you're supposed to be swapping those things out, you know.
Yeah.
That's kind of gross, huh? But I'm sure people like that have extra sheets.
They've got more than one pair of sheets.
Yeah, right? You got a custom bed.
You only need two. When one's in the wash, you put it back on.
Oh, imagine getting like a khaki stain on it. You got to switch it, but you have no more extras.
just roll over. Yeah.
Honestly, if you're sleeping in it alone, you could sleep in the same bed, just in a different section.
And I'm not going to say it's clean, but like in theory, it's
or like
clean.
When you leave your laundry on your bed for a long time, mm-hmm. but you still have a full California king size mattress to sleep on.
Oh yeah,
that sounds nice.
We should roll the intro. All
right, baby, hit it.
I'm Eve.
I'm Remy.
I'm Alicia.
Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to Basically Unfiltered. I'm Remy.
I'm Alicia.
I'm Zane.
And I'm Heath.
Wow. And we saw JoJo Siwa.
We did.
And it was everything you would imagine. It was
just like the videos you see online. Like, yep. like that, when that thing was Lamborghini Urus, right?
Yeah.
She was rolling through that. We're like, there's no way. Because we just saw a video of her on the highway just days before that. And we're like,
we just talked about it. We talked
about her that morning too.
Yeah.
And that's all manifestation.
It's exactly. true. How her face is plastered on her car. So if she were to be on the freeway, like, people are going to see her and people are going to stop her. We were talking about it that morning. Lo and behold, we are driving to our second ever team bonding and I'm driving in the carpool lane and I hear Heath go, hurry up, hurry up. That's JoJo Siwa. So I slam on the accelerator and lo and behold, it was.
It was.
It was.
And she was playing it cool. She was like.
The thing is that she probably gets it so much where she doesn't even give anybody the time of day anymore while she's driving. But I knew that we know each other because we follow each other. So I know she would recognize me. I was like, put the fucking window down. I'm going to put my face up as much as I can.
That she probably was like, I think because we were definitely like through the window, like making a commotion. But she probably was like, okay, if they went so far to literally lean out of the window, I should at least like.
Zane was almost touching the car.
Oh yeah. I was almost out of the car. I was almost dead.
Oh, we have it on camera.
Yeah. And I think your car color helped too. Yeah. Imagine just like this maniac with blonde hair in front of a blue G-Wagon. It's a lot. It's a lot. And you have to look at that point.
She was so sweet.
She was. She loved it. She was very excited when she recognized you. She was like.
I was so excited for her to pull out her phone. I thought it was going to be on her next TikTok, on her next Instagram. Nope. She didn't pull that out. I was like, damn. Really? Right. Like, look at this. Look at this situation right here.
I'm just picturing her. I wish she had. I wonder if she has a camera on her car. Like the POV of hers would have been so funny.
Oh yeah, that's cool.
You just see a blonde streak.
Oh, I would have loved to have seen.
Remember when we thought that she was going to the same event we were?
We thought
she's definitely gonna be there because we were pretty close at that point. We were probably 15-20 minutes away from there. we went to. Did we talk about this already?
No, we said we were going to go, but we didn't say.
Oh, yeah. So Alicia set up our next team bonding, which we appreciate it because, you know, last one, it was kind of.
No ambulances were involved.
Yeah. Made it up with a wholesome.
I hope I did.
It was really nice. But we went to a Canon event. Really sick. We got to test their new Canon.
Mark II.
Are there new Canon Mark IIs? Amazing. I know all the features.
We met Mark from Canon. There's
second.
Two of them.
Mark II.
The second.
This was definitely a day for Heath because Heath loves fucking cars.
It was perfect.
Yay.
It was a great day for you.
I don't know. Zane was getting into it a little too much too.
He was.
I was trying to get myself out. So I was in a really, as soon as that heat hit me, I was miserable. I was because the heat pisses me off. Not like the sun, and like it's the humidity. It's like when I start sweating a lot in my clothes, I immediately
How'd you live in Florida for so long?
I was pissed all the time.
Yeah.
I was miserable all the time. I didn't have the best personality in Florida just because of the heat.
You know what? I always wondered what the difference was when you got out here. You just like you seemed brighter.
It's the heat, honestly. That's why I get so upset. Like, you remember at your house, I was like, Heath, can you please turn on the AC? You don't want to see me angry.
Yeah.
you don't want to see me turn into the Hulk.
Wait, I'm so sorry because before we started recording, I was like, anyone warm? Like, in my head, I'm like, should I turn the air? And you're like, I'm a little warm, but like now knowing that, I might just be like, turn on the fucking air.
It can even be cold and a little warm. I'm good. But like when it's hot, when it's like and it's bad, humid. It's bad. Yeah. Humid,
I get it.
But so I got myself out of that. I was like, Zane, just enjoy yourself, man. Just do it.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed, is all you need.
So I tricked my brain into like
having.
Then
good
I ended up having fun. I like fun. Forgot it was hot. We were under that tent. We were good.
It was really fun. It was a racetrack that was set up, and there was like a drift event going on. So we got to shoot the cars going by as they were drifting, and it was so sick. Like it was definitely like my speed. You know what I mean? Like I was very excited, and
we were excited. Watching you, yes. So excited.
Yes.
Because, like, even when they let you go ride in the car for that second, like, I felt like it was, like, our kid or something. Like, we're all, like, running and we're, like, trying to get all these. The photos I took, they looked horrible. I'm so sorry. Like, the ones of, like, out you being in the car.
Oh, that's okay.
We did try.
Didn't even look at mine.
But it was really, really fun. And, Cannon, thank you again for sending us. That was awesome.
Thank you,
Cannon. That was great. It was so sick how close we were, too. Like, those I've never been closer to, like, a car drifting by us. Like,
yeah.
That was really sick.
Yeah.
Also, we got there, like the group was already there and we drove ourselves and they told us to just drive onto the speedway.
While they were going, we're like, when are we supposed to go?
No, that was, I have a vlog clip. We have to insert it.
Put it in, please.
We were screaming. We're like, ah!
I thought you were going to flip the car because like the road is like
already curved,
right? Yes. Like it's at an angle and she pulled on going backwards and whipped it like this. I thought we were going to like, roll going
that'd
down.
Be a sight to see, huh? Imagine just a G-Wagon, boom, boom, boom.
You kind of need to
we're
do that.
Here.
Like, sorry, imagine like the like people working. They're like, oh shoot, like which car you know spun out? And they're like, wait, who's the G-Wagon? Like whose car is that?
First we flip, then JoJo comes in and she flips too.
Comes in nasty.
She comes out of it.
She toes us out. She like putting a toe
hook. Oh god. Yum.
That was fun. Oh my god. That was a good time.
So I have a little story. Now, honestly, I don't have like that many details because Cal wouldn't let me stand there and watch. But I got back from Hawaii yesterday, and as I was getting off the plane, we landed back at LAX. I was not paying attention. And so I was right off the plane, walked straight through the little like, whatever thing. And Cal was like, did you see that? I was like, no. Apparently there were policemen, LAPD, walked straight up as soon as we were getting off. And Cal had seen the flight attendant handed them like a pack, like an envelope of papers with a mugshot. And I think someone was being transported on said plane from Hawaii with us.
Wow. And but the LAPD was on the plane.
They like they were like, what's the thing that connects the plane to like the airport?
The flight, the bridge, the what do they call it?
That
the
little
thing. That extends?
Yeah. Like they, as soon as I walked out, they were coming Sky up bridge. Like the little ladder. So I think that like he or she, this person criminal, I'm assuming, was being escorted and probably like had someone with them. And then they like take them right off the plane and then go somewhere else. But he wouldn't let me stand and watch.
Interesting. Transferring to Hawaii.
From Hawaii. I don't know. I just thought that was very interesting. Right.
Interesting. Mm. Yeah. I wonder why instead of LAPD flying them there and then flying back, they don't have like Hawaiian police, like,
but
fly there.
Maybe
first.
They did. Maybe they were somewhere on the plane. Also, I was like, why did they not have us all stay in our seats and then the person gets escorted first? You know what I mean?
Well, no, usually
they,
first.
They want nobody to see it.
Yeah.
That's the whole point. So they would let the plane clear and then take them off. What I think is it was probably LAPD meeting there to grab him from the Hawaiian police that were on the flight.
That's
with
what
him.
I figured. Yeah, I figured someone was sitting with
him. Oh, you're coming back.
Yeah, yeah, coming back.
And it could be that, like, there might not be big enough prisons in Hawaii or for like certain types of crimes or things like that. So they could have been transporting to LA to be in like.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting though?
Very interesting.
How often?
They do that a lot. It's just, it's. I feel like it's like a lottery ticket when you actually see one on your flight.
The mugshot on the envelope. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
I mean, all of this.
But that's so movie.
I know.
That is so cool.
Like, catch me if you can.
Yeah. Literally, Mission Impossible.
Mm-hmm. Remy. I know you already saw, but like if you saw that on your flight, would you like be a little nervous that you knew that a criminal's on the plane, or you'd be like, it'd be normal?
No, but I'm probably a horrible person to ask because I'm so just like,
I'd be so careful. The whole time I'd be like,
yeah, the whole time I would be like, this is going to be Con Air. Like, I would be freaking out.
What's Con Air?
Oh, really?
You never seen Con Air?
No. Like, not the hair brand?
It's literally a whole movie about blow dryers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The twist of brain?
Yes.
I've never seen that.
It's a older movie with Nicolas Cage.
Oh, I love Nicolas Cage.
This is so embarrassing. I used to have such a huge crush on Nicolas Cage.
I think he's so cool.
I assume that you had a huge crush on Nicolas Cage. That's
it
crazy.
Was National Treasure.
National Treasure was, it really was a National
the
Treasure.
The way I was a spy. Movie. Sorry, interrupted. Please continue.
But yeah, it's a plane full of prisoners that are being transported. And they overthrow and take the plane over. And there's like a whole bunch of like stuff that happens on it.
Baby, that's United 93.
It's exactly like that.
Okay.
But it's a great movie.
What? Oh, you don't know what United 93 is?
No, but I just, the comments, they're always talking about planes.
They really are.
Yeah.
We love to. You don't even know about Unfiltered. 60% of the show is about planes.
I think it's so interesting. What's United 93?
It's a movie about 9/11. Oh. It was a very poor joke.
Oh.
I can make fun of that all I want.
I think if I had known, I would have been on high alert. But I slept pretty much the entire time and I was completely fine. So it was for the better. I wouldn't have been able
logged
to do anything.
Hey, can you take my camera real quick? You
hey, can you
hi?
Vlog me? Me like dancing the aisle?
Say hi to the vlog. I gotta get a thumbnail. Tell him what you did. We're gonna help you.
I'm so curious though. I did want to see.
I would be very interested.
Yes, right?
I don't think I'd feel scared though. I'd feel like it's being handled.
Yeah, if there's like both cops on either side, mm-hmm. I wouldn't.
I also was just thinking like that probably does happen more frequently.
Yes.
And we're just not aware. I just thought it was interesting.
Yeah.
My brother transports prisoners a lot.
Really?
Yeah. But like mostly like to like the hospital and things like that. But wow. I'd still be nervous.
Yeah.
Last time I was in the hospital, I was sitting there waiting to be like treated. And a cop took a prisoner from a jail to come to the hospital. And I've never seen that before. I didn't even think of that. Like, you would think that there was like kind of mini hospitals and prisons.
Yeah.
But no, they transferred them from prisons and jails right to the hospital. Like,
wow.
And she's kind of like right there walking around. Like it was really weird to see that. It's something that like you feel like you shouldn't be seeing.
Yeah, yeah, like a BTS that you shouldn't know about.
Yeah, exactly. It was really interesting.
On this episode of House.
Yeah, but I'd be complaining all the time just to get out.
I know.
Just, I want to go on for a ride.
Like, what's sad is that there are people that do that and they like fake it to get out and like whatever.
Yeah.
But then there's people that are like actually in like serious need that don't get attention.
Yeah.
And like don't get medical help. And that's like, my brother gets really like upset and worked up because like, there was a guy, I think I told you about it, but this guy had like gotten bitten by like this crazy spider on the back of his neck. And he was like telling them like, I need help. Like this, it really hurts. And like, you can't see what it looks like.
Oh, yeah.
So it got like really infected. It got the size of a baseball on the back of his neck, completely open and like oozing.
That's like that's a fucked up thing about like jail and prison. Like,
they kept telling him, you're fine, leave us alone. No. And like, he came up to my brother and was like, can you please help me? Like, nobody will help me. And he was like, my brother's like, yeah, let me see it. And he saw it. And he goes, okay, we need to get you to the hospital now. And he went to like tell his boss, and they're like, he's fine. He's like, no, you don't understand what this looks like.
I'm sure they get it all the time of people trying to like.
Right.
But when it looks like a baseball on the back of your neck.
It was so bad. He ended up going to the hospital with him. They ended up getting it treated and like having to like.
Poor guy.
I know.
It was bad.
But like, what if he like something happened to him and he died? Like,
he could have. That's the thing. That's
especially infections like that. Like, it's so quick.
What?
Infections.
Oh, I know. Other than this tattoo that I already talked about, actually, I didn't talk about it here. I got a tattoo on my elbow a couple weeks ago, but then I got another one 3 days ago. I was going crazy. And it's like infected.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
The girl falling now looks like a girl in an accident.
Looks like already hit the ground.
What is the tattoo? What is it of? Yeah, wait, I want to see.
The girl, it's a girl. Well, it's taken from a picture of a girl underwater, but I didn't realize that you're not going to see the water on my skin. So it just looks like an exorcism, but I still really like it. I still really like it.
Let me see.
But it's like, it's really infected.
No. If
infected.
You didn't tell me that, I wouldn't have like thought that though.
You would have thought like a horror movie, right?
No. I would have thought it's really pretty. Like, just using like the water.
Like with the flowers, it's really pretty.
It looks like road rash.
It's definitely infected like though.
Yeah, it's looking, it's not looking good.
It's swollen.
The whole thing is swollen.
Yeah, no, I know. I think I might need to chop off my leg.
What's scary is the fact that it's like, the scab, like around the lines, like it's really like deep.
And like also it's like fading. Like my tattoo is disappearing as we speak.
I mean, that's the best case scenario.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Did we tell you about the time Heath and I used to get a ton of drunk tattoos, right? Like that.
Your
used
matching
to be a,
one?
Yeah.
A hot thing. Yeah. Our matching one. Did we tell you about the time where we got like, this shop was so bad. They were tattooing over our hairs. Like it was that bad. Like they didn't
do
even shave it.
They shave you to do
they
it?
Normally, okay, yeah. But they didn't shave it.
You're not supposed to be
drunk.
Able to get a tattoo when you're drunk.
Yeah. Because like, your blood's thinner,
right? Yes. Yeah.
And the tattoo artist should turn you down if you try to do it. But where we were going, baby.
It did not matter who you are, what age you are.
No, you slipped him a 20. Hey. Probably $5.
It was buy one, get one free.
A toddler could have walked in there. He would have gotten a tattoo. Like, these people did
was
not.
This in Florida?
No line. No, in Hollywood.
Hollywood Boulevard.
Oh. Hollywood Boulevard. And we got the tattoos. And I remember the next day, I'm peeling my hairs and the tattoos coming off with it.
It was a temporary tattoo.
It was a flash tattoo.
I wish.
You're not supposed to go in the water, right? Like,
yeah.
So the next day or 2 days later, Heath and I are in the jacuzzi.
Oh, my God.
We're just,
you guys.
After like 15 minutes, we're like, what's that? We see the whole tattoo floating.
No.
It's insane.
No.
You see the full, like, so mine was Kremota. You literally see the full Kremota on the top.
So the skin that it was like tattooed through, like the full top layer had like it like crusted and it fell off and it stayed.
But you could read it when it was in the water.
Wait, it was bad.
So did you have anything left on your skin or no?
That was
underneath, like because it's deep in it. It was like You see how his is all scabbed up?
Yeah.
Imagine like the scab came off. Like a sunburn with that. Oh. Like that whole top layer just kind of like.
It was so ruined where it ended up just looking like a rectangle. You could like, you couldn't really read. So you know, you see how you can read that?
Yeah.
This one, it was, I didn't take care of it. The hairs, everything all together. So it just became like an ink blot.
Oh.
It was a blob.
It was a blob. All bled together, okay.
When you tattoo super deep like that, it like, bleeds and spreads.
Yeah.
So the ink wasn't in the line anymore. It just like started like gooping.
Oh my God.
It was bad.
And you know what? You know what's even worse than everything? We didn't care. Mm. We didn't care that it came out bad.
That's good.
We wanted it to come out bad. Good. We're like,
best case scenario.
Yeah.
Good. Holy crap.
I did cry after one tattoo.
Though. Oh, you did? Yeah. Which one? Was it the house?
This one.
Wait, I've never noticed it.
The slug.
I love
that tattoo.
I think that's cute.
So
it's not in the best spot, but I love it.
Yeah, it's the spot that really
I've never
up.
Noticed it. If that makes really, you feel better.
I don't notice it either ever. Like okay. when I look around, like I don't
every I time I watch this and I see my hand here like this, I'm like, it's all I see.
I've never
which is why
it.
I'm getting it removed. but it's have you heard of Atmosphere?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Well, the MC, like the main rapper artist, his name is Slug, and God Loves Ugly is one of my favorite songs.
Shout out to Atmosphere, stream Atmosphere.
Sorry, just
that was very Alicia Cook. but yeah, so I hate the placement of it. All of my tattoos are like pretty hidden, and then my deal on my thumb.
Or if it was a little lower, at least your watch band would hide it.
Yeah,
I think that would have been smart.
That was the idea. I was like, at least it'll be hidden with a watch, but like the watch kind of goes all over the place. But I woke up in the morning because, like, you know, I was blacked out, wasted. Oh. Like, and you have like a faint memory and you don't know if it's a dream. So you wake up. I woke up and I was like,
oh.
And it was real. And I was like, oh my gosh.
Wait.
What did I do?
And then you cried?
Yeah.
Oh.
God really does love me.
I have a question. If you are drunk getting a tattoo, because your blood is thinner, will the tattoo not turn out as fine also? Like, does it bleed a little more?
I think it's just messier. There's blood everywhere. It's kind of unsanitary for blood to be like around like that, especially for like the artist.
I would assume
it wouldn't be as like clean, I would assume, right?
Yeah. I don't
because
know.
when I got this tattoo, there was this whole thing that I had to check mark like everything that's in your blood. Like check mark if you have this in your blood, this.
Like
MRSA.
I had low blood platelets. And that is what helps your body to scab up and like coagulate and like stop the blood.
Oh, that's great.
So when is I was
that, wait,
like,
that's good, right?
No, that's bad.
When it, wait, that sounded
low.
Good.
You want low. Your blood.
Oh, it's low. Oh, it's low.
Mine was always low, like my whole life.
After playing you, it's so shut up. Shut up.
I don't have good. You know what? Fuck you guys. I have a bad hearing and a bad brain. So mix that together. It's not good. It's not good. It's never good. Continue, Heath.
But yeah, it was just like low my whole life. So I would go to the doctor's office to like get it checked up. And it was just me with like 70-year-old people in the waiting room. but eventually it did get better. And I got my count up.
Let's
but,
go.
Very
blood
good.
Count.
And what'd you
scab now?
What'd you do now? What'd you do? How'd you like get it back up?
I don't know. They don't know what caused it.
Smoking? That'd be tea.
It could have been.
That'd be tea.
I haven't got my blood tested in a really long time. I should do it. I haven't done it before
guys,
the thing.
Team bonding. Let's go get blood work.
But
done.
No. Let's have somebody come to us so we can film it.
On the podcast.
You know what we should do?
Facial?
Yes.
Yes.
What?
It's called the vampire facial. They take your own blood out, they spin it.
Yes.
And I've then heard it of separates that. Like the platelets from all the other stuff, and then they inject it into your face.
What is happening with us? Why are we doing this?
No, it makes you glow. Yeah.
And there's people that also drink people's blood. Like, let's not get into that
world.
I
mean, I draw a line at that
one, yeah. Oh,
really?
I wouldn't.
Oh, I drink my blood all the time.
Have you guys?
Your own's different than someone else's.
Have you done the BBL?
The BBL what?
The BBL?
Which BBL?
You're saying the laser BBL.
Is that what we did?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did that.
You did that?
Wait, what's the BBL?
there's a BBL laser, and then there's the one where they make your ass big. We're talking about the laser.
What's the laser? That's what I'm asking. With the laser, yeah. I know what a BBL is. What's a laser BBL?
They really should change the name, especially if you're offering both in the same clinic.
Yeah, if you're seeing, if I'm seeing that online, or yeah, I'm
no, gonna, because guys, when we were
I'll get the BBL. You think you're getting your face
done? That was us in Korea, because we were like, yeah, what would you do?
Yeah,
they give us the list and it says BBL times 3, and I was like.
Ooh, they give you a third cheek.
Big booty holes, big booty.
I was like, damn, okay, shit. Like, but they did mean the face one.
That yeah, they really should rename it.
I don't know exactly what it was.
So it like targets like dark spots in your skin.
Oh.
It like gives you like a...
I only got like, one dark spot.
Like it smooths it from like, if you have like freckles, it'll like tone them down. Mm. Or if you have like
acne scars,
like sun, like I have like sunspots all over like my cheeks.
Do you?
We need to go to Korea.
Do I have anything wrong with my skin?
Do I look like a Muppet?
I also don't see that type of shit. Like I'm really bad at like facial stuff. Do I have anything bad on my face? Like
skin
wise?
You got really good skin.
Yeah, you have gorgeous skin. Okay. You're glowing.
I just bought this. It was the, like snail mucus?
Mucin.
Yes. Oh my God. It smells and feels so good. I was really? So scared to use it because I saw it on TikTok that people were using it. I was like, that's disgusting. It's Why are people using snails to clean their face? And I swear my face, I've used it twice, but I feel.
You're glowing.
Thank you. It feels amazing. Mm-hmm. Ooh, call's coming.
You're glowing.
So it's actually made from the snail trail stuff?
Literally from the snails.
Oh, that's what it is? Yeah, mucin is a snail trail? Wow.
I know how, like, they're like slimy.
They're not milking the snail. They're.
No, they're doing this. They're doing this. So I could grab that snail thing and like do this.
Rub it on your face. Next time you've seen a snail, just like.
Isn't it poisonous or something?
Oh, so you're telling me they're grabbing poison and making it unpoisonous in a bottle? Get out of here. There's no way.
Knowing you, you'd be like, oh, I took a snail like you said, and I'm just a little worried.
You just put the snail on your face and just let it ride.
Under eyes, one snail under each eye.
But that's the thing. The difference between poison and medicine is in the dose.
That's true, he.
Also,
medicinal.
Did you know there's a difference between poisonous and venomous?
Yes.
I just recently learned that.
Did you know that there is no poisonous snake?
Wait, what'd you say?
There's no such thing as a poisonous snake.
Yes, it's a venomous snake.
But what's that? Tell us the difference.
No, literally.
I'm like, I
wasn't expecting you to.
I thought we were over here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, I thought the brain's over there. I thought you'd tell us what that is.
Let me look it up because I don't want to get it wrong.
Well, maybe venom only comes from like fangs or something, but it's still like deadly.
So I think, yeah. I think poison is more plant.
Like a potion.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Poison is a toxin that gets into the body by inhaling, swallowing, or absorption through the skin. Venomous is when the toxin is injected into you.
So if I were to grab a needle and inject it in you, that's not poison anymore. It's venom.
Either way, it's murder.
Venom.
I got that adrenaline.
I honestly thought it'd be one was from a plant driven and one was from an animal, which makes sense.
I like mine of the fangs versus.
Yeah, I like the fangs.
But that was true, yeah, because it's injected. You bite.
Yeah.
I thought actually that it one won't kill you, but I think they both can kill you, right?
I think it depends. Yeah.
Speaking of sneaking of the snail on the eye bags, Heath, remember when your eye was really bad or something? Yeah, something was wrong with your eye, and you're like, "Oh, you just put tea bags on it." So we went.
No, I've always had like heavy bags, okay, and I wanted to fix them. I was like, I need to start.
They
like,
don't look.
I need to.
This was bad. This was a long.
Okay,
this
I was like they don't.
We're at our lowest, our worst. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Everything was bad. Okay. Everything
this
was bad.
This is when we were hanging out.
No, like they were fucking
Danny.
Yeah.
Danny.
We were bad. His bags were Prada.
Designer.
Yeah. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to start doing stuff for it. I need to start taking care of myself. So I heard tea bags on the eyes. So I'm like, okay, let's try it. I went into the cupboard. I grabbed tea bags, got them wet. I put them under here and I'm sitting there waiting and I'm like, Zane, I'm like, it's burning.
And we're like, no, baby, it's green. It's good. It, like, that, like, that's that what means, the site says. Like,
that means it's working. And I'm like, no. Like, it's really burning. And like, it was sitting on there. My eyes started watering. And like, I started like freaking out. It was like hot.
What kind of tea did you pick?
Lemon.
No. It was lemon.
Lemon and, verbena.
And cayenne pepper.
No.
Lemon. Cayenne pepper.
It was like a spicy tea.
Wait.
There was like some sort of like pepper in it, and it
peppermint
was,
tea.
But it did say like a green.
It was like
herbal.
It was like a herbal matcha. Maybe.
It was like some sort of like pepper or something. It was hurting.
It was an herbal tea, but the ingredients. Remember, we read the ingredients. Yes. We're like, oh my god,
lemon, ginger, cayenne. Like that's the worst.
It was basically like that.
I feel like you could have gone blind.
That's probably what's causing all these eye issues, was from those sea
eggs.
You
never know.
How's your eyes though lately?
Oh, speaking of, I just found a bubble on my eye.
Another one?
Well, the thing that I've been having is the ingrowth inside of my eye.
Yeah.
But on the inside, like on my white section, I noticed like a bubble the other day because my eye's always like really red. And I was looking at it and you could see it right here. Whoa. There's like a circle bubble that's kind of like raised.
Yeah.
Apparently it's called like surfer's eye.
It's in where your contact,
on the white.
Your LASIK?
On the white.
Oh, this is something
of your
else.
Eyeball.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Wait.
You're not a surfer.
Exactly. That's why I was like,
what the fuck is going on?
I don't know what it is, but.
Someone's trying to take you out because you know shit.
I've seen too much.
I know you have.
His heart can't take no more. This is what I get. I wanted to be a pirate so bad when I was a kid.
No, I'm good. I'm so sorry. Eyeballs freak me out. It's on
the, Alicia loves like gore and shit.
Eyeballs are the one thing I don't do.
Okay, low-key Ashley has had some of those randomly, but I always just assume they were allergies.
I don't know.
That's why I was so
Is it the cat?
It could be.
Because the hairs are so fine.
I swear Ash gets them with like allergies.
It's like a blister bubble. Yeah. I thought it was a pimple on my eyeball.
Remy's face. Sorry. Anyone listening who hates eye stuff, I'm so sorry.
Do you have an eye thing?
That's why
do.
I'm
eyes
really
are like my
so
big
annoyed.
Phobia.
Oh,
but I'm sorry.
Yeah, maybe it's Dean. Oh no! It won't. It's fine.
Just make
You'll
sure
just
that you're
forever.
What's it called when you're like taking all the hair off?
Oh, like
and brushing.
Brushing. Just brushing.
Like de-shedding.
De-shedding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or you just put them down.
Whoa!
I'm sorry. That was.
Oh my god!
Wait to never be invited as a third wheel ever again.
Uh huh.
I will always be invited. They freaking love me to death.
Not as much as Dean.
They freaking
not
love me to death. Oh my, Dean would be thrown to the garbage can in 5 seconds.
Stop.
If it was between me and him.
Oh my God.
See, it's just our delivery.
I will never, he's not going to replace me. Come on. What, Dean's going to sit here and talk?
Yeah.
Come on.
And next week
let's,
he will.
Let's see.
He will.
That's like a horrible thing to think about.
Yeah. Or even put it out there.
It's terrible. No, the fact that like, but the thing is Zane is right. Like if it was like life or death situation and I could only save one.
Yeah, but Mariah's saving the other, so.
But like, that's really sad to think about. I don't like that.
Aww.
Obviously, I would have to save Zane.
But that's my best
But
friend.
I wouldn't want to, my Deenie Weenie. My little baby boy. Obviously.
He sets up like a saw trap where we have to fight.
I'd pay so much money to see that. So much money.
Dean, my money's
Dean
on
wins.
Dean, you and
my
a cat.
My money's on
Dean
please.
I'm big. Oh my God.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
We just had a short break. These girls are raving about Love Island.
Okay.
I've always thought Love Island was this like UK show that like only people from the UK watch. And then when it moved to the US, I watched the first season. I'm not gonna lie. I watched the first season.
Oh, really?
I didn't really like it. Okay. So I thought it was gonna just kind of die out. I didn't think it was gonna be hot.
So Mariah watched it and loved it. So that alone says how
the fact
the
that
show
she
is.
Watched it.
Also, she said she started because she loved it so much she wanted to watch the season before.
Yeah.
And she said it's nothing compared to this. And then she said that everybody is saying that there's something special about this new season. That it like the cast,
the
whole ensemble, everybody together. She was like, it's the same like energy and like feel between everybody as like a Jersey Shore. Like everybody just seems so close and friends. And like
I mark my words, there will be a spinoff with them as
yes,
like
that's what she's saying.
To yeah, be. They're like, they gonna have be. To.
She was like,
and they're doing a reunion, which they never do. Like they for this season specifically, they're having a reunion.
And like they're all still hanging out at the girl Leah's like house.
She followed me on Instagram. No way. Yes. Cool.
Give her a shout out.
Hi, Leah.
Wait, Heath, are you watching it too?
I saw like 5 minutes.
Because you just smiled at that comment. I was like, he's watching it too. They got him.
So good.
Mariah like called me in on like a crazy spot and she like gave me, like I know all the characters. She like filled me in. She gave me like.
Damn. All right, I'm going to watch it.
No, it's so.
Oh, wait, where can you watch it? Because we actually tried finding it on. Oh, it's on Peacock.
Yeah,
Peacock.
I'll give you my login.
I was on Hulu. It's like 2024. Where is the show?
It was on CBS, I think it
no
was.
Idea.
And so they had to keep it a little bit less racy because it was like on network television. But now that they moved it to Peacock, they can be a lot more crazy.
And like the challenges are crazy.
It's crazy.
She was telling me like the things that like the show was doing to these people, like just the stuff that like. It was wild.
Like the producers are working overtime.
Like they know exactly what they're doing.
Okay, so many things. One, we had a producer from allegedly a show very similar to or the same read
allegedly.
Between the lines.
What is
allegedly.
Going on here?
Allegedly.
Well, we talked about it on Pretty Basic and we were like, I have so many questions. Like, do they have people come and clean? Because every time they show the beds, they're perfectly made. I know these bitches aren't making their beds.
Yeah, no, they have maids, I'm sure.
Okay, but I'm like, I need to know so much more because they only show so much of this whole villa, right? They don't show any producers or anything like that. So we get an email from someone who may or may not have worked on
a
Love
show.
Island like it. Or a show like Love Island.
Or similar.
Damn, you're bad at
this. Shut up! Okay. Anyways, they give us a whole email being like, here are some fun facts. From someone who worked on it.
Are we allowed to talk about this?
Yes, yeah, we should go through
them. We
can
read them.
Oh my God, for sure. Again, because.
Damn, I wish I watched
this
so I can like.
May not have ever happened.
Cool.
But I'll read it.
We allegedly might be making this 100% up.
But we aren't.
But we're not.
Or are we?
Allegedly.
It was actually my idea, guys. I wrote all these down. Not allegedly. This is true. I wrote all these down.
Where I was like, I just cannot believe they would do that. They've been like talking like they were feeling each other. They were coupled up. And like, they just like really like, I'm like, they've known each other for 3 days.
Okay, but 3 days in the villa is like 3 months, okay?
Because they're old.
But
I mean,
I understand. I see both sides.
I see both sides.
I do, yeah. Because you'll never know unless you're there. But also, yes.
Also,
there's one girl that was on for 4 days and then left. And like, she has dug herself a grave on TikTok, you guys.
No.
Every day she was, because like, it's actively happening. So she was on for 4 days, got voted off. And then as soon as she gets her phone back, everybody's still there. Like, it's still ongoing.
Right.
So she was going on TikTok live every day, making like hundreds of TikToks about the guy that she was with who left her there. And basically, like, he was the guy that everybody wanted. And so she went live with his roommate. Like, she went like a little crazy.
She uploaded so many things. He goes on Call Her Daddy and she's like, what do you think about this girl posting so much? She's like, I feel like we just like need some distance or like whatever. Basically saying he's like not interested in her. Imagine being this girl when you're already not even in the same state and the guy you're into is like, we need distance. She deleted like half the fucking TikTok.
She deleted every TikTok.
Oh my God.
Every TikTok before he got off because I think she was like, oh, I don't want him to see. But like he saw them because people were like saving them or maybe his family.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Saved them, but she posted like so many TikToks. But like to her, those 4 days probably felt like a really long time.
It's just crazy saying it because they're like crying, they're bawling their eyes out. I'm like, you don't even know this person.
I think the reason why they make them so emotional too, because I think the environment too that they put them in, right? You're being filmed all the time. You are like in this house. You can't leave.
It's not like cameras. There's like hundreds, like 600 cameras hidden. So like you don't feel like, oh, I'm on a reality show. It's like so you're just having, and you have these mics. I almost bought them for us because I was like, that'd be fun for like a team bonding.
I would
thing.
Hate the mics.
No.
Being the whole just wearing a mic the whole time.
It's like a necklace that they just wear 24/7. Like they go to bed, they'll like charge it or whatever. They get it back. They wear this necklace, but it's a mic. So the audio is so crisp and so clear, but like wherever you go in the villa, there's a camera on you somewhere that's hidden. So like, you don't realize you're like, I mean, they obviously know because they're signed up for the show.
Well, you forget,
It's terrible.
And it's 6 weeks, literally no phone the whole time. The whole time.
Crazy.
They don't tell them any events that are happening around the world.
I don't think so.
Wow.
But like, also, I was like, if you're watching it, you don't know how much time's passed. It's not like a day 40, day whatever.
Yeah.
So I'm like, this happened a day ago. But then like they'll say something that was like, and this was 2 weeks ago. I'm like, oh, so it is a bigger amount of time.
Yeah. Also, that's like, episodes come out, what days? It was like Friday
it
through
Tuesday. It was every day of the week but Wednesday.
So every day it's like on tomorrow's days. Episode. So it feels like a vlog that you're watching these people. Like it's like so in real time.
How long are the episodes?
Oh, like an
hour and a half.
An hour every day. Oh, they're using everything pretty
but
much.
But like not.
But yeah,
no, but it's not. But like down. And it's in the sense of like production and filming and posting, an hour from 24 hours is like a lot of footage still.
You want to know something interesting that we heard too? I saw this on TikTok. So this season specifically of US blew up. Like before it was always like the UK is so good. The UK is so good. This specific season was really good of US. I guess what they do is before they go into film, they'll send people in for just a week to live as if they are on Love Island. Like they film
like
it like it is.
It.
Yeah. Like they're getting the cameras right. They're getting their mics right. They're playing the challenges. So they know where everything, like everything that's happening.
Yeah.
And then after the week they go home. And it never airs. It's just to practice all the camera shots and things. But if they do a really good job during that week, they will bring them back for another season. Oh. Isn't that good?
Wait, hold on. So they do a practice round, you're saying?
Yeah.
Before they film the actual
show. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because they want to make sure that every spot is
low
by
stakes.
A camera.
Like it doesn't matter, but like they're just getting all the cameras in order.
No, but I'm just, what do you mean they let them come back for another season?
If
that's
they, like,
the season that they're going
to
be on.
No. It's random people. But if they bring enough drama to that 1 week, then they're like, oh, well, we should
it's
consider them for another season.
Aren't on the show
oh.
that are yeah. placeholding what the show would look like.
Like if you,
right? Like a stunt double.
Yeah.
Got it.
But if it's the stunt double does well and people are like, they just had like a good camera chemistry, whatever, they'll put them on the real
like
show.
Like a stand-in. Okay. Side note, it kind of reminds me of Big Brother because do you guys remember the show Big, it's kind of similar where you're watching them 24/7?
Yeah, mm-hmm. That one's, I think that one's 10 times worse
all
for
those,
the contestants.
Yes. And you can watch the live feed 24/7 too. But there was a season, I believe, of Big Brother where they were in there and they didn't know that the pandemic hit.
Yes.
Yeah.
So they came out and they're like, wait, what's going on? And then recently a guy just came out of Big Brother and they put him down in an interview and they're like, did you know that Trump got shot in the ear? And he was like, wait, what? They're like, this is everything that you missed while you were in there.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
Oh, and they tell him on camera?
Yeah. They were interviewing him live. And I don't know the guy. It was really crazy to watch though.
Okay. I found the email from an alleged, who knows? Okay.
You're going to get us in trouble.
No, I'm making we can't.
Wait, please, let's say shit up.
Honestly, they only ask to be anonymous if we talk about it, so we're allowed to talk about it. Okay. For the confessionals, you are correct. The Islanders are in the beach hut alone speaking to a producer through a mic/sound system. So you're essentially in a photo booth, and they're asking you questions.
Okay.
They get used to speaking to a voice and finally get to meet that producer at the end. Usually they last anywhere from 15 to 30 minutes at points during the day. But essentially, they're just talking to themselves in a room. Haha. In the villa, only an hour is shown every night. A lot is cut out. There's only a few producers who go in so they can build relationships with the Islanders. There is something called the voice of God, the executive producers, who will speak to them via a crazy loud speaker and tell them all to break off or like go hear the rules or go to the fire pit. Yes, we have cleaners. When the Islanders are in the garden, once they finish getting ready in the morning, the cleaners go in and spruce up the bedroom areas and dressing rooms so it always is camera ready. Catering. There's a huge thing about catering because everyone was like,
what are
they eating? Yeah. They only show themselves making like avocado toast or breakfast. You don't see them eat any other time. So we're like, when do they eat? Mm-hmm. It makes sense that there's catering. Boys and girls are separated at lunchtime. So there's no chat about what's going on in the show. And the producers sit with them at lunch to make sure. So they're like being babysat to make sure that like they're not talking about like other stuff.
That would drive me insane to have to deal with
crazy.
That.
Crazy.
Yeah. Because that girl who won Love Island, Elizabeth, did a bunch of TikToks. She won the US season of Love Island. And so she's been making like a lot of TikToks saying like, yeah, you can sit there and talk about the weather or like your shirt's cute. Where'd you get your shirt? Or what do you like to do at home? But like nothing about a relationship because they want that all to be filmed.
Mm. Crazy.
Another interesting thing too is like Mariah was telling me, you tell the bartender like your like alcohol tolerance and they'll only let you have that much. Yeah. So like, you don't like they because they don't want you to be getting like blacked out trash.
Yeah, because they're not going to be able to use it.
75. Why I shouldn't
so,
go on?
So it'd be like it would be like a two drink max, right?
I saw that they barely drink, and I saw someone say it was because in an earlier season of, I think the UK show, like things got really crazy. That happened with Bachelor in Paradise too. Mm.
There That's was like a liability.
There was
like
there it was it got really
there was
bad.
There was a certain I forget which one it was I was watching, but there was a guy that got really really hammered and he was doing all these wrong.
That's like a slippery slope too. With like obviously I don't know. I think that's a good.
Yeah.
Rule they have in place now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we didn't care about that when I was drunk.
Some of those. Some wow, I didn't think we'd talk about Love Island because I could literally talk about this forever. Mariah literally cut anything that's like annoying, but like I could talk about this forever. It's so interesting. There's even another part where they do like a movie night. So essentially, this is like 80% through the entire show. They'll show clips throughout the whole like season, but in front of everyone. So like, let's say two people hooked up, someone cheated, blah, blah, blah. All
You'll
this stuff.
Find out if they were like lying about yes. things that they talked to you and they're like playing the footage
back. Or talking
back.
Shit. Yeah. Like it's all for everyone to see.
I have a really good idea and you guys might hate this, but I think people that have not watched Love Island yet that want to watch it could have a lot of fun doing this. We should watch Love Island and then watch it with everybody else where it's like they're watching Love Island with us and we're reacting to everything that's
like
going on
commentary?
On Love Island. Like live commentary.
How many episodes
while
is
watching
it?
Love
There's
Island.
There's like 32.
Oh, Jesus.
it's a commitment. No, it was a lot, but like it was so fun.
So
it was a lot.
So what if we did one, watching one episode, the first episode, and then just see and see how it plays out.
Zane trying to find an excuse so he can watch it. Yeah. By the way, no, guys, let's make a game where
Patreon.
We all watch it.
And
we
good.
React.
It's good.
It's good. It's like, really the thing good. Is, I'm all about like if it makes sense, right? I'll watch it if we could like post it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that could be fun. Here's my thing though. This season specifically was so good. Everybody keeps saying because of the cast, like they have so much pressure now, the casting department, to bring it for the next season. Well, what if it's not good?
I definitely think they're going to bring some people back just to get, even if some of the Casa Girls or something, like just to like, you know, keep that
familiarity.
Going. But I'm so curious if they went about it differently with this casting. Oh my God, there's so much. That's so interesting. So another thing is when they bring everyone to Fiji, you don't know if you're going to be like the OG people who are on the show from the beginning, or you're going to be one of the bombshells that's into the villa who come in halfway through. So you're quarantined the whole time with no phone to that, like, at all.
Well, you're not allowed to have a phone while you're before the show starts, like in your hotel room.
So no like, let's phones. Say all of, yeah, no. So let's say all of us go, but only though, like they're going to be OG, right? But maybe we won't come in till like week three or week four. Those weeks leading up, you're in a hotel room without your phone.
What do you do the whole time?
You're watching what's going on. So they would bring in like a bombshell that already has a crush on somebody that's in the house.
They're
right, so like
that's all they're doing is watching what's going on and like probably reading a book or something and working out.
Oh, they're watching it live, like the what's going on the
like you're watching like when everyone else is watching.
Wow,
yeah.
Damn.
No, and you just have like what a journal or book or like that kind of stuff. And then what's also really weird about it is you know that the part of the casting, which probably made it so good, is they're reading the relationships and they're probably like, okay, if we bring these two, like. Bombshells, it'll really shake shit up. Like they're not just gonna pick anyone. They're like, okay, who will like cause drama?
Like
so
this
like,
is gonna
yeah.
do something.
They're like, ooh,
or
let's
like
definitely
maybe
bring in these two
who
girls.
Who are you interested in the villa? Or like asking everybody
yes.
if they have the right answers, then like, okay, you can go.
Because like
now.
People would come in and they would break shit up. And it was yeah.
Like like one of the challenges was like they brought in two girls who are in lingerie and it's like, okay, kiss who you're interested in. Whether they're in a couple or not. Like it's crazy.
Wow.
And then they go
they
crazy.
Were, like, handcuffed and blindfolded.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, they're watching their person get kissed.
Yeah. And, like, they're into it. Like, it's crazy.
Weird.
But obviously, they're there for, like, they're on the show. Like, they know what the show is.
One thing that Mariah told me that I think is really cool is the fact that they're all still hanging out. Like, the show's over, but they're all, like, going to, like, Leah's house. And, like, they were, like, the people that won, like, the couple are still, like, together. And they're, like, out in public. And, like, there's,
oh,
like...
Yeah.
Like, so, like, people are still rooting for that. Right?
Yeah.
They love, like, they do need to make a spinoff show, like, of the friend group mm-hmm. for sure. The guy that won, his brother is OBJ.
Oh, wait.
Odell Beckham Jr.
But his brother.
His brother won, though.
His brother won.
Oh,
and you know
shit.
What's crazy? OBJ, like, came on the show. Like, the brother, his name's Cordell, won a FaceTime
with his
date
family.
With his family. So OBJ gets on camera and is like, dude, my little brother is, like, blowing up. He went to the... Michael Rubin white party, and he was like, everybody came up to him and was like, your brother, your brother, your brother.
Oh, that wow. Crazy? That's crazy. Holy shit.
I know. It's real. Right.
Damn. I got to watch it now. I've heard like this like 10 times before this episode about this show.
You know why? And this is my last thing on it, because clearly I talk about it for a long time. I feel like people love reality TV, but right now everything's so scripted and so produced. Even like the Kardashians or like Vanderpump Rules, like whatever, like it just feels so untouchable, but this feels so real. Like it's like in the moment, the cameras are hidden. It's not like—
it's old school.
It's very old school, like YouTube vibes kind of. Remember when Katy Perry went live to like promo like her thing? She just went live for like 48 or a week or something. It was like a constant live feed. And it would show her sleeping. Yes. It would just show her. It was just like too really intimate, like too real. But like this kind of gives that vibe of like a webcam, like spying.
Is that what started her downfall? Was that live stream?
No, it was the haircut.
It was the haircut.
The haircut. What haircut?
I love how you both said that.
It's a thing.
Haircut. What haircut?
There's a theory. When she went blonde, really short, kind of like yours.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about. Okay.
The swish, swish, bish.
Oh, yeah. That was a bad album.
That album. Bon appetit, baby.
Yes.
Wisdom? No. What was it?
Prism. Is that what it was? No.
It put that shit in prison.
Overall, we get it. I love a Love Island. And also you can like actively vote. Like you download the app and you can vote for who's going home in real time. Like I love The Bachelor, but they're in hiding for 3 months or however long after the show is done filming. So you're like, you have no say in anything.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Another fun, I don't think this is interesting to anyone else, but another fun fact is they have a producer watching the live feed of, like every producer is assigned to one cast member. So they just watch their live feed of the whole whatever. And then they mark any notable moments that would be good for the show. And that's how they compile the whole thing and edit it so quick. Isn't that so interesting?
I want to sit there and watch them edit an episode. Like, so that'd like, be so
is
interesting.
Is it like next day turnaround?
It's like 48 hours. They have a whole episode. Wow. And that's what's so crazy about it.
I think
we
should hire them for the...
Hey, so we're hiring
for our Patreon.
Yeah, so interesting.
That's cool.
I really want Alicia to go on a dating show. Specifically, Love Island.
You already did one for like a couple of videos. Yeah, I saw that.
But like a real one, in reality, I don't think I ever could go on Love Island because I would never feel confident enough to be living in a bikini for 6 weeks straight. First of all, I would definitely need to be like tipsy the whole time.
Drunk, like wasted, pool oriented.
Yeah, very and like just those two things together. Like I
just
I don't
imagine sucking in the whole time. I'd pass
sucking
out.
Sucking and inflexing 24/7.
That's what they have to be doing that.
The guys work out every morning.
No, I know, but like there's got to be some flexing. No, you're flexing the whole time.
You're flexing your muscles. You look like an imbecile.
Yeah. I kept showing you the TikToks, but the girls who were like, if I were on Love Island, and it was like 7 pillows stacked in front of their stomachs. I was like, that'd be me too the whole show.
Me knowing every angle of the 600 cameras.
That's funny.
You have to be, you really have to be a certain type of person to go on a show like that and do well or be confident or like not care about the cameras.
It's true. But I think you'd crush it. I would love
to
watch.
Thank you so much.
Of course.
I would pray that you'd vote for me.
Of course I would. You know
who's someone
would.
We know that would do really well on a show like that.
I want Jordan to go on reality TV so
bad. The way
Jordan.
He would actually
would
like
crush.
Yeah.
I think you'd crush it, Big Brother. I feel like you'd be so good at Big Brother.
Even like.
But he would literally have to be on a leave for like 3 months.
But he would be on Little Brother.
You'd crush it. You'd be the guy that like everyone's like, oh, we're best friends. And then in the confessionals, you have like this really sneaky good plan to win.
Jordan, you would do really well.
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
You guys both would do really well on a show.
No, I would need to have a break every 5 minutes. I'd have a panic attack. I would need my medication.
Actually, or maybe after the first one, it's like, okay, I got that out of the way.
The thing is that Heath, I would need to be drunk the whole time.
That's what I
think. But like, I don't want, like that would, Imagine being drunk every day for three, what is it? How many months?
Oh, baby, we did it for longer than that.
You know what we did?
Try 7 years drunk every day.
I fucking take that back. I'm an idiot. What do you mean? We've been doing that since 2016.
Damn.
Remember when, like, when Kian and JC were doing that, that
reality house?
There was moments where I was like, oh, maybe I should just try it. Maybe it'd be fun. That's probably the safest one I could ever join, where I feel like I have some say in the footage, but I didn't do it. I was still too scared to do it.
Giving all that control to someone is scary.
It's
for sure.
Very scary because you have to. You can't like pick what you want and don't want in a reality TV show like that. Yeah. It won't be good. That whole point is everyone's supposed to look either really good or like
I already
really
know
bad.
They would make me the crier for sure. Like I cry at anything. Like they would just what's it called that they give you? Like your
persona.
Edit.
Persona.
The edit that they give me would be like, oh, she cries at anything, right?
Mine would be dun 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 dun. Just anytime I'm on screen, they just put some terrible music. Just
clown music.
Just clown music. I'm like trying to talk to a girl, just bong 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 bong. And then it goes to confession of the girl going, I just feel really bad. I just don't know what to say to him.
I feel like he's not really listening, but he's looking at me.
They put me on the UK version.
He's real fit, but I don't think there's not enough going on in his head.
He sits down. Hello, gorgeous.
Hello. Hello, puppet.
It's true. Americans really aren't all there.
He's dead.
Oh, man. That's
okay,
funny.
Last thing on Love Island, and I think it's something we should actually do because they do lots of fun challenges. Don't
I have
worry,
another 30 minutes. I think we should keep going.
They had like a trivia night thing that I thought was so funny, and it was asking like crazy questions. Like, what were some of the ones that they had? It was like,
oh, like how many times on average does a guy jack off in a month?
Yes, and like the guys and the girls both had to like submit their answer. You're like, well, let's, and it was funny, so
well,
we should play it.
Well, let's ask the audience. yeah, we should definitely do that.
Yeah.
Guys, my tattoo looks like shit. You gotta see it.
Sorry, I didn't mean to say exorcism, but it is very accurate.
No, it is, it is. It's supposed to be, it's an exorcism. People thought it was you when I posted on Instagram story. They're like, oh, is this that Alicia? I'm like, yeah, I tattooed Alicia.
So
red.
Wait, did people really ask that?
Yeah,
I'm dead.
They're saying, "Is that Alicia? Is that a Mariah?" I was like, "Yeah,
imagine
I put a tattoo."
It's Mariah.
Imagine I put a tattoo of Mariah on my thigh. Just
he
crazy.
Amputated femur.
Like, are you kidding me?
The infection's karma.
Crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I hope you think of me every time you look at it now.
No, now I do. Now I do.
All right, should we close it?
Yeah.
All right.
Let's close this with a bow.
Thanks for watching, guys. We love you so much. And see you next week. What happened? What'd I miss?
Let's close this with a bow.
If you've made it to the end of the video, I think it's fitting that they comment a bow emoji.
No, comment the beach and island emoji.
Oh.
Comment a heart and an island emoji. Thank you very much.
Oh, you know what? That's good.
That was good, right?
That was really good.
Thank you.
And my bow wasn't good?
No, because when, who said bow?
You.
I know Mariah's cutting it out, so
no,
who said bow?
No, she's definitely leaving that in.
Not the gaslighting.
Guys, comment a gas emoji and a light emoji for me, please.
We love you so much. See you guys next Thursday. As always, Pretty Basic out.
Ooh, pretty thank basic you for out. The promo.
Bye.
Yeah.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.